This is 90.5 WKAR. I'm Karel Vega. East Lansing Summer Solstice Jazz Festival is this weekend, and I'm here in the studio with the Zach Adelman Quartet, also known as the Four Corners Quartet. They'll be performing this Saturday at the festival. They're here to give us a little taste of what to expect. Take it away. The Zach Adelman Quartet here on 90.5 WKAR, your NPR station. They're playing at East Lansing Summer Solstice Jazz Festival on Saturday, 7 p.m. on the MSU Outreach and Educational Stage. That's at the Ann Street Plaza in downtown East Lansing. In the quartet, we have Zach Adelman on drums, Julian Velasco on sax, Louis Leger on bass, and Francesca Romero on keys. You're the winners of the MSU Jazz Studies Combo Contest, right?
Correct.
And the prize was playing at the Summer Solstice Jazz Festival. How did you feel when you found out?
It's amazing. This is my first time headlining or being actually part of the lineup of a festival. I've played festivals before, but having my own name and my own artistic presence on it will be the first time.
And tell us about the group and your influences, and you guys can jump in at any time that you feel like it. As a collective, what artists inspire you in developing your sound?
That's a great question.
Julian Velasco on sax.
Well, the four of us are all from the different corners of the United States, and the running title for the group is the Four Corners Quartet, because we're from Los Angeles, Portland, Miami, and Jersey, right? Yeah,
yeah.
Jersey. But I guess, so we're all from the MSU Jazz School of Music, and so we all have a lot of the same pedagogues. that have raised us up, and a lot of great teachers that have offered, you know, tutelage and inspiration over the years. So we all kind of come from a similar pool, but at the same time from different parts of the country and different upbringings. So I think it kind of makes a unique blend, because we come from the same thing, but totally different, you know?
And does the quartet mainly play original recordings or covers?
We do a combination. I really like the idea of playing original compositions. A good friend of mine, Isaiah Thompson, from back home, he's at Juilliard now, he sort of inspired me to start composing, because, you know, he started doing it, and I loved it, so I thought, you know, let me start. And what happens is, now we all have, like, such a unique musical voice. The concert that we're going to play is going to be unique, because these are only compositions that, you know, we've written. It's like more of us. You get to hear more of our personalities and our characteristics, so I really like that. And then covers, because we respect the tradition and love jazz music, and it's just fun to play. That's what we do at jam sessions.
I'm speaking with the Zach Adelman Quartet on 90.5 WKAR. They'll be performing at East Lansing's Summer Solstice Jazz Festival on Saturday, and now they have another song for us. Thank you. That was the Zach Adelman Quartet. They'll be playing at East Lansing's Summer Solstice Jazz Festival this weekend. The festival begins today in downtown East Lansing and runs through Saturday night. Entry is free. You can catch the Zach Adelman Quartet Saturday at 7 p.m. on the MSU Outreach and Educational Stage at Ann Street Plaza in downtown East Lansing. Thank you all for joining me in the studio.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Now let's hear one more. The Zach Adelman Quartet on 90.5 WKAR. Catch them Saturday evening at 7 on the Ann Street Plaza in downtown East Lansing as part of the Summer Solstice Jazz Fest. For WKAR, I'm Karel Vega.